mentioned yesterday that on Avenue T last night, I led a candle lighting ceremony. And for those of you that didn't attend, which I think is almost everyone here, you can catch it on Channel 4 tomorrow morning at 6:40. But because it's Rosh Chodesh,
we'll be
davening at 6:30, so you have to have it taped.
Was Mr. T there?
You'll have to see. You have to tape and find out who's there. Okay. It was alluded to yesterday when we were discussing between Mincha Mara a principle of Kafein Zakikla that once the flame extinguishes, it's not halachically necessary to rekindle that flame. The principle of Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah. And what exactly does this mean? So I'd like to share with you a quick paragraph from the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, providing some examples and then maybe understanding on a more general sense what exactly this term means. Perush, what is the Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah? The Hadlaka Hiya Mitzvah, that when a person on Chanukah lights the Chanukiah, that moment that you light, that's when the mitzvah is performed. And not afterwards. V'shas Hadlaka Srichin Lios Haneros Mimkoman Haraoi V'kashir Haraoi. Therefore, it's necessary at the moment when you're lighting that Chanukiah that you have to make sure that the candles are the proper size, or if you're using oil, sufficient amount of oil, that it should burn the minimal amount of time, and also that it needs to be in the proper place that it has the potential to burn for that amount of time. Lafuke, and the Shulchan Aruch says to exclude some of these cases. Im hadlikin lamata mishlosh tefachim, let's say you lit the Chanukiah in such a low place, it's below three hand breaths, let's say underneath a foot, very close to the ground. Or the menorah was placed very high, 20 amos above the floor, which we can translate that as 40 feet above, if you will, assuming every am is 2 feet. And the reason why that's an issue, the Talmud discusses, same as the sukkah, that the roof, the schach of the sukkah, has to be lamanyeded or esechim, you have to be able to see it, to know you're in a sukkah. And above it, person can't focus so high. You're not going to even realize you're in a sukkah. So too, when it comes to the Chanukiah, if a person has the menorah so high up, you're not even going to see it, and therefore the whole essence of the mitzvah, pursuing nisa, publicizing the miracle, will be lost. So let's say that you lit it in such a high place, you said the bracha, the achakach, and afterwards, kishahin dolkin, after it was already lit, oh my goodness, I shouldn't have had it in such a place. Hanichin min koman, you decide to put it in the proper place, you lower it or you raise it, depending on the situation, psulim. It's not considered valid. Why? Because this idea of hadlakos mitzvah, that when you did the lighting, it wasn't in the proper place. V'chein and so too, im b'shas hadlaka, at the time that you lit, lo hayashemin kashir, you didn't have enough oil. You only had enough oil, let's say, the last 10 minutes or so. V'achar kachosiv, and then afterwards, you realize, you looked and said, you know what, I really should have put more oil, and you do so, that's also l'mahani, that doesn't help. Because at the time that you lit, there had to be enough oil to have lasted. The chain and so too, em hemidin b'makum shaharuach sholet of omdin lichbos. Let's say you decide to put your Chanukiah, like in some people, they put it outside, but they put it in an area where it's destined to extinguish. The flames are not going to last based on the wind or the rain. Lo kiyam mitzvah, you did not fulfill the mitzvah. Chayv hadlikin shenis avlo yavarech. You have to put it in a proper place where it has the potential to last, and you don't say the brach. Let's say you put it in the proper place. The Alide Mikra Kavu, just by happenstance, it extinguishes itself. Kvar Kima Mitzvah. You did the mitzvah. Doesn't make a difference. And that's what we discussed a little bit yesterday. Just as long as it had the potential to have lasted, it should continue to have been burning. If it extinguished, it extinguished. But at least at the time you did the mitzvah, the lighting, it was done properly. We do have the custom, says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, that we can rekindle the flame. You shouldn't use the actual candles, take the fourth night and you lit the third night, those candles. Rather, he concludes and says, you take a different candle, which has nothing to do with on your Chanukiah, or you use the shamish. So this is the idea of Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah. That's the concept in Halacha. And perhaps we can utilize this as an opportunity to discuss this not just for the Chanukiah. Because the essence of a person, many people, unfortunately, we have the tendency that we refrain from being engaged in certain tasks if we think that we're not able to complete them. And therefore, we just decide not to do anything. We say, what's the point? I can't finish it. There's no point in doing it. But this is not the Torah philosophy. This is not a Torah approach. We find this by, for example, by Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe himself, as the Gemara in Makos says, is a person who is an Oyev Kesef, or Yisro Kesef, literally a person who loves money, is insatiated by it, is Moshe. Not that he cared about money, but he loved mitzvos, that he would do them. And he wouldn't care if he couldn't even complete them. For example, by the cities of refuge. That even though he knew that he couldn't go into Israel, and the cities of refuge that he created, those three, which were in the Transjordan, which did not have the potential to actually do anything until the other three worked, he said, I want to do as much as I possibly can. And that's all I care about. If I can't complete it, I can't complete it. But at least give me the opportunity to do as much as I can, and that's good enough. In fact, this is also found in the end of the second chapter in Perkei Avos. It says in Ethics of our Fathers, Lo lecha melach ligmor, however, lo ata ben chorin lihibatil mimena. You are not required to complete the task, yet you're also not free to withdraw from it. And this is the message of what Chanukah is. You imagine that when they found this one flask of oil, the Chashmonaim looked at it and they could have said, we know we can't get any more oil for 8 days, so what's the point of lighting it now? What's the purpose? We'll light it for 1 day, who cares? But they didn't have that philosophy. They looked at it and said, you know what, at least let us do the mitzvah now for 1 day, do it properly, and then afterwards, we'll see what happens. And because they put in their best efforts up front, Hashem in turn miraculously provided for them that it continued to burn for that entire week, for those 8 days. And this is what a hadlaka osa mitzvah could perhaps mean. That just as long as a person starts off on the right foot, without cutting corners in halacha and Jewish law, a person does this, by doing so we'll see that Hashem will assist us on Chanukah and Emir Hashem also throughout the rest of our lives.